Welcome to Apple Daily. It's Monday, March 4th. Here's today's top Apple headlines. Apple's got a new Help Wanted sign hanging in the window. Looks like they need help combing through social media complaints about Siri. The job opening is for a program manager who will monitor what the world is saying about Siri and then provide feedback and recommendations to Apple leadership. Finally, someone's going to read my hilarious hashtag SiriFail tweets. So last month, German teenager Linus Henze discovered a keychain security flaw in macOS. Linus tried to tell Apple about it, but understandably, he wanted some compensation for his efforts. But since Apple doesn't technically have a bug bounty program for Mac, they weren't willing to pay for more details. Well, it seems Apple called Linus's bluff, and he's now handed over everything to Apple, citing how important macOS security is to him. Geez, someone give this guy a gold star. Here's hoping Apple throws him a bone, right? The New York Post has a story talking about how Tim Cook and other Apple execs are getting a little too intrusive when it comes to Apple's new Hollywood efforts. Agents and producers are noting how difficult it is to work with Apple and how there's a real lack of transparency. Sound familiar? I think this is something a lot of us were worried about when we were hearing rumors about Apple making original content. The biggest complaints are about Cook himself, giving notes like, quote, "Don't be so mean," end quote. Oh gosh, guys. I'm not saying every show has to be a Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones as far as vulgarity or sex, but you start putting handcuffs on creatives and they'll start coming around a lot less. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to our sponsor. Check out appledailypodcast.com to see the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to leave a rating or review. It helps out a lot. And if you really like the show, please consider becoming a supporter. You can find a link in the show notes for more information. I'm Shane Lothar. You can find more of me at shanelothar.net. This is Apple Daily. I'll see you tomorrow.